101, oh yeah. Recovery 101 is a sober show, the only place to go. Bruce and Shelley and Mark, let them light the spark to stay on the right track. Or just listen for fun to the 101, to the 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brendan for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLASCRRRMMDRAHAPACGA.
Any of them there, guys.
None of them there, guys. We don't even speak that well for ourselves, and if you're a regular listener, you've already discovered that. You probably won't be a regular listener for long.
Welcome, it's one of those things people find endearing.
Yeah. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelley
and Mark.
Awesome. So, we have Peanut Gallery here.
We do.
Different Peanut Gallery than we had before. Our other Peanut Gallery left quick.
This Peanut Gallery is much better looking.
Oh, no, yeah.
Clearly.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Shout out to our friend London, who is not one of us, so don't think she's a drug addict alcoholic. But she's single. You can find her on you can find her on plentyoffish.com.
That's right.
Or on the app. Apparently on the app. She's going to get nothing but calls from dope fiends. Hey, baby.
She's going to be single for about 4 minutes.
She's like, hey, baby, what's up?
Yes, because what she's really looking forward for is Damaged Goods, which is the site that
Mark suggested. DamagedGoods.com.
DamagedGoods.com.
You know exactly what you're getting.
That's right. That's right. If you turn around and go, you weren't what I thought you were. Exactly what I told you I was.
Dude, I'm on DamagedGoods.com. What do you want? What do you want? So, Shelley, what are your big plans for the week? Oh, by the way.
Sorry, I had to yawn.
By the way.
Yes.
By the time this show goes up, mm-hmm. we should probably do this now.
What?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Shelley. Happy birthday to you. Keep coming back.
Happy birthday, Shelley.
Without the crack.
No fronts.
Work those steps. I know, but by the time the show goes up, it won't be a front.
How do you know that I'm not just going to get a wild hair and go off on a seven-state cocaine
spree? Yeah,
that'll
suck, because if she does, we'll have nobody to edit that out of the show.
Oh, I'll edit it. I can edit it.
I thought you were singing to me. My birthday's tomorrow.
That's right. Yes. We also have happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mark. Happy birthday to you. It's for belly button. It's his belly button birthday tomorrow.
Okay.
He's 39.
Again. And holding.
I'm going to start doing that. It's not going to go with my hair color, though.
What was the question you asked me originally? You asked me something, and then I started yawning. My plans for the week.
I was going to say, why are you tired?
My plans for the week are I'm going to clean the house. I'm going to go to work for a little bit. And then clean the house. And my mom is coming to visit.
That's right.
I'm so excited. She's coming on Thursday to give me my cake at the Thursday night meeting.
Whoop, of course, whoop. According to you, you're going to be on a seven-state
state
binge
spree,
by then.
Yes.
Yeah.
So then she's going to come and join me.
Corner.
Awesome. Is she going to go on a binge with you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Your brother can drive you around.
Yes.
He's a crack addict himself.
Not so much.
Not so much.
I'm not even sure he knows what crack is.
Does he even drink?
No.
See, I don't get that.
What kind of fun is he?
I'll tell you what he does do, though. He plays a mean pipe organ.
Yes, he plays this gigantic...
He's like one of the only guys in the city of Cincinnati can play one.
Heck, in the whole state of Ohio, practically. I mean,
It's not something you get a lot of use for these days.
No, because there aren't a whole lot of those giant floor-to-ceiling take up half the room, pipe organs. There was one place he played at. I actually heard him play this at a church where he had to go and start pumping the bellows 45 minutes before he was going to play because the thing is so huge, it has to get up enough steam. It's like having to go an hour early to the meeting to make coffee because the coffee pot is so huge.
I have to pump my bellows for about 45 minutes to get going, too.
Did you really want to say that in public?
Because it's so huge. Oh, it's yeah, time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze.
Okay, we have...
That's our sound effect for the news. The peanut gallery's looking like, what the frick are you guys doing?
We have shout-outs to Bill, Phil, Donald, and Brian.
Who's Brian?
The guy who sent us some stories.
The guy who's been whining about not getting the shout-outs.
Well, he wasn't actually whining. It was more of a side note, but then I picked on him.
Okay.
Okay, we have kind of a story that's kind of an aw. And I'm going to do this, actually. I'm going to do this. In Pennsylvania, a woman named Alyssa O'Neill.
Barked at a dog?
No. She was 18 years old. She's epileptic. And she texted her mom one night, hey, you want to meet for coffee tomorrow? I want to get a pumpkin spice latte. Because Starbucks was just bringing them out.
Brace yourselves. Pumpkin everything is coming.
This just happened a couple weeks ago. Unfortunately, she had a massive seizure that night and died.
Oh.
Oh.
So.
Was it a result of a pumpkin latte?
No. Oh. She had an epileptic seizure, you gimboid.
kicked off by caffeine?
No.
They hadn't gone to coffee yet. Holy vey frijoles.
Keep up with the story, will you?
Anyway.
She could have gone on her own the day before.
So anyway, after a small period of mourning or whatever, her parents were trying to figure out, you know, the whole not having gotten to go to pumpkin spice latte really stuck in her mom's head. So what they did was they went to their local Starbucks, and in her honor, they bought next 40 customers a pumpkin spice latte, and on every cup it said AJO, pay it forward. AJO are her initials. And another 50 customers after that got pay it forward drinks from the other ones. And apparently this is now hopping around various Starbucks on the East Coast, and all the cups say AJO, which is her initials on it. I think that's kind of cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
When is Starbucks going to take out an ad with us? Just saying.
Oh, boy. So anyway, let's see.
I am imbibing a Starbucks triple latte right now.
A couple of people are drinking Starbucks in this room.
Okay, we're going back to Texas. Fort Worth, Texas.
Fort Worthless?
You ever been there?
Yes. hence the name.
So they are calling this divine intervention. Now, we all know that, you know, Texans like their guns.
Barack Obama was there?
At a McDonald's in Fort Worth.
Okay.
You know, no, don't tell me that's... Is it like a French fry with Jesus
or
something?
Lunchtime crowd. The restaurant is fairly full. Walks in. Justin Joseph.
Just in time.
Walked into the McDonald's, pulled out a gun, started trying to shoot people.
How many people shot him?
Wait. It could have been a massacre because it was a fairly full McDonald's, except for the gun never went off. He fired repeatedly. When he realized the gun wasn't firing, he started trying to shoot into the ceiling. It still wouldn't go off. So when the patrons realized his gun was not firing, they managed to back him toward the door, basically. He ran outside.
Nobody shot him? In Texas?
No.
Tell me what happened when he looked into the barrel to see what was wrong.
The gun went off.
Really?
Really?
Well,
I was kidding.
Didn't actually... Nice. He didn't actually end up shooting himself. Another
Damn.
Moment of divine intervention. But he went out of the restaurant, started trying to shoot the thing, and it fired like right past his head. Finally.
I was
40,
kidding.
50 times he's trying to, you know, bang, 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 bang. It never went off. Yeah. And then finally, it did.
I think it would have been better if, like, five people opened fire on him.
Yeah. Because in reality, in Texas, you go to an open fire and your gun dry fires, you're done.
You're dead. So let's see. Where are we going next?
Peter Gowry said that people should stop eating fast food. They wouldn't have this problem.
That's right.
It's McDonald's rage.
Be healthier.
Okay. Here's the, what about my kid is dead, did you not understand? Is the title of this story.
Good.
That sounds like it should be an aww story, too.
No. New York, this is in New York City. Jean Fritz Pierre, 16-year-old boy, drowned on a field trip. They went to the state park with all his other students. It's a Prospect Heights International High School. The kid drowns. Weeks go by. The school starts calling his parents to tell them that their child is truant.
Idiots.
Repeatedly calling him their parents, and they keep telling him, my son died on your field trip. I am suing you currently. What do you not understand?
I'm excusing the absence.
So I think he should add harassment to his lawsuit because it took them a while to finally realize, oh, yes, he passed on. Maybe we should stop calling his parents.
I work for a company in Oregon, one's called Sunshine Pizza Exchange, and we had a company picnic, and I saved a guy that was drowning because I was a lifeguard. I wasn't a lifeguard on the picnic, but this guy goes to swim out to this dock, had quite a few beers, and suddenly someone said, where did he go? And we're looking, and it was a hand sticking out of the water. I said, that's not good.
Oops.
So went and saved him, got a little plaque from the company.
So Bruce is the hero of the week.
No, that was a hero in the 80s.
We're going to Virginia Beach, Virginia.
That's a good place for Virginia Beach to be.
Good place to put Virginia Beach.
That is a good place for it. This is one of those.
Because it was in Nebraska?
It wouldn't be Virginia
Beach. You'd be on acid.
This is one of those nanny state gone mad stories.
This flowed down the river from New York?
Possibly. Khalid Caraballo, he's 12 years old, and his friend Aiden were both suspended from school. And I'm quoted, the charges are possession, handling, and use of a firearm, and that they shot two friends while they were playing. They were suspended from school for
cops
this.
Cops and robbers?
They were playing with Nerf guns in his front yard when school was not in session. What? The school bus went by. Wait. Saw the kids shooting each other with Nerf guns and called the bus driver called the school. The school then suspended them for the use of firearms.
That's ridiculous.
That is one of the top 10 dumbest things I have heard all year.
Wow. So.
And I'm looking at this
happened?
Kid with the picture of him holding his little foam dart gun. It's like lime green with a neon orange tip on it, and it shoots foam darts.
Yes. I've seen them.
And it wasn't even during the school day.
Doesn't even remotely look like a real firearm.
No.
When I was a kid,
I had a
Crossman BB gun when I was a kid that looked like a .45 caliber gun.
Oh, back then they did.
I mean, it looked like a gun.
Yeah, and my brother had a BB gun. I was so jealous, I stole it and went outside and played with it.
But these things, it'd be like charging someone for using a super soaker on someone.
Super soakers could get dangerous. Put bleach in there?
Why would you put bleach in a super soaker?
Well, because we had a boozy news story, actually. Remember?
Fill it with acid, Shelly. That'd be a good idea.
Problem with filling it with acid is it start going right through the plastic.
Yeah, it started going through the plastic.
You got to shoot quick.
No, remember the story about the was it a girl that had the super soaker? She filled with bleach and was shooting people, and she went to jail?
I don't remember.
Oh. Yeah, don't try this at home. Well, I made the peanut gallery laugh.
Apparently, don't try and use your Nerf gun at home either. You'll get suspended.
Apparently, you will. We're now going to the Ukraine in a place I will never be able to pronounce.
Oh, let's hear it.
Zaporozhye. Zaporozhye.
You're right, Shelley. Go ahead.
We get people that listen from the Ukraine.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Actually, quite a few.
It's spelled Zaporozhye.
You're right. You'll never be able to pronounce that.
Right. Okay. In that place in the Ukraine, a woman was killed and her boyfriend got his legs chopped off. Because they decided that it would be really hot, sexy fun to engage in coitus on the railroad tracks.
Oops.
And they got hit by a train.
Wow.
Why would you want... I mean, think about the way that railroad... Why would that be fun?
Well, because it doesn't seem very comfortable.
No.
They didn't know if they were coming or going.
Oh. Ooh. Hey, ho, oh, he went there.
Yikes.
You have to, because that's just a special kind of stupid.
More water for the rest of
us.
That's
right.
Okay, wait. There was one other story that I wanted... Because I've got a few here. But I can't... Okay. No, that was it. Okay. This is... And finally, in Saudi Arabia...
Tell me it's Dubai.
No. Well, I don't know. The Saudi Arabian government... sponsored a study with, of course, their scientists to find out what the effects of women being allowed to drive were on their bodies.
They hit their boobs on the steering wheel.
The scientists have in Saudi Arabia have determined that women should not be allowed to drive, and they're not. It's the only country in the world where women are restrained by law. They're not allowed by law to drive at all. And, of course, they keep pushing the limits and trying to drive and according to their Saudi Arabian scientists, women should not drive because it damages their ovaries and their pelvis.
Clearly.
Because of the sitting position while driving is not a natural one, and it crushes their organs.
How much did they spend on this study?
They also said that a relaxation of the driving ban, the ban on women driving... would have both men and women turn to homosexuality and pornography. But they did not state exactly how that connection was made.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm apoplectic. I don't even know what to say about that.
Well, clearly, if you can't drive, you'll be gay.
If we let you drive, you'll be
gay.
Let you drive, you'll be gay.
They'll instantly become gay.
And men as well, though.
Yes.
So men will become gay if women start driving.
And women will become gay if they start driving. Or porn stars. That's what the peanut gallery says.
Saudi Arabian porn stars.
You know what? Actually,
won't be as sexy with a burqa on.
If we wanted to saw
that thing.
Any place that had a
population
problem,
this girl's still single.
With that, any place that had a population problem could solve it with that law.
Oh yeah, China, let your women drive.
They do, and we all know how that turns out.
Yeah,
that's true.
Most populous country on earth. Apparently, the ovaries are being destroyed.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, but they're producing more Asian drivers.
And with that baffling non-study, that's the end of the boozy news. The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com. Helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
We're back.
We are. Shout out
to the New Way Foundation
and Sober College
at selfwillhappens.com.
I got to say, though, this is probably going to be a really short second half of the show because I want to get back to the Peanut Gallery's exciting love life.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
We're good. The dating site info's coming back.
Yes. Yeah, it's good.
Yes.
Steps 8 and 9.
Made a list.
Yeah. Now, of course, could quite possibly be the easiest step there is because when you read about it, at least in the big book, I don't know how it does it in the NA basic text, but it says, made a list of all the persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Mm-hmm. Again, we've got the willingness, which we should probably already have.
Right.
And the made a list, it says, oh, by the way, you have this list. You made it when you wrote your inventory. It's like, okay, so that part of it's already done.
Right.
And now I just got to be willing to go do it.
No, this is usually the part where you go, why did I just burn that?
Yes. Yes.
What do you mean I made? What do you mean I did it? Burned that.
If you burned your fourth step,
I did.
You pulled your eighth step. You need to get a new sponsor.
No, I burned mine.
And you got a new sponsor soon after that.
No, he tore the side off.
Okay, yeah.
Which was kind of funky because when you try and tear the side, this guy's was 78 years old. He's trying to tear off the first row.
And you got 78
half
pages.
Of them are coming off, and you know, and I'm like, oh, who is that
hey,
one?
Hey.
We got more helicopters. We got people out in front. It's a wild time going on in the studio neighborhood
there,
tonight.
It's very exciting.
But I did. I burned mine, but we had
torn off.
What are
these dates looking for?
Yeah. Plenty of fish. The fishermen have arrived.
That's a stalker, baby.
What kind of lures are they using? Yeah.
She's actually looking up at the sky. Cover your head.
Just in case.
Poor London.
So, Shelly?
Yes, what?
Step 8.
What about it?
For you.
I already have my list.
Did you have your list?
Well, yeah, I did it when I made my fourth.
Well, that's why I'm asking, because I burnt mine, but we had to rip it off.
Well, actually, I still have my fourth.
You still have your fourth?
Yes. Every time I say that, you act like you were surprised.
I know, because I'm going to publish it.
No, you're not.
That would be awesome. Everyone would buy it. Inventory.
No, they wouldn't.
Oh, yeah, they would.
It's not that exciting, trust me.
It doesn't matter.
We figured.
The chance to read someone's inventory, I'll bet it would be a bestseller.
Anywho, so I still had my inventory, but at the same time that I was doing it, every time I'm reading a line item and going through the whole thing, my sponsor is writing down the name and making little notes and things. And so then we got done, and we did 6, 7. She ripped off the paper and handed it over and said, here you go.
Step 8 is now done.
Yes.
It is. Now, then we get, and of course they have the willingness, which we've pretty much decided you better have by this point. If you've gotten that far in the steps and you don't have the willingness, back to the beginning.
Because the promises are right around the corner.
Yeah, really, when you get halfway through your ninth step. Mm-hmm. Now.
Time to get painstaking.
The ninth step.
You didn't ask Mark about his eighth step, did you?
It was just like that.
Oh, okay. The ninth step. Okay, go ahead.
Shelly?
What?
Your amends.
I'm sorry.
What did your sponsor say to you about it?
Oh. I had to do the one I didn't want to do first. Because the person that was on the list, I said, okay, I know I have to be willing to do this, but seriously, I do not want to do this. So can we put this one off?
Let me guess.
And she said, no, you're going to do that one first.
Let me guess. Family member.
Yes.
No, of course.
Well, not my family member, but yes. And that was the one I had to do first. And then that was the one I was really dreading. And it didn't go as badly as I thought it would. And then after that, you know, talking to the kids, that sort of thing. I had a lot of living amends type of things I had to do, like things I had to keep doing for a long time.
Now, I'll save this question. Mark.
What?
What did your sponsor tell you to do? How do you get you going on this?
He said, start with you. because I was in my fourth step.
you were everywhere in
I
your
was
fourth,
everywhere
step.
Fourth step. He'll say, start with you. He'll say, make amends with yourself. So I did. And then, you know, we went through them. We picked out the amends that could not be made directly. Because there's just certain things you cannot go make amends for because of that part that says, except
injure.
When to do so would injure
you or others.
Yeah.
Yes.
Would injure them or others. It doesn't say you.
Yeah, them or others.
Yeah.
I think the you should go in there, too.
I think so, too. Well, because, see, anything that I would do to make amends that would injure me means that indirectly it'd be injuring someone else because it would affect other people if something happened to me.
Right.
So, therefore, those amends can't be made. But there are ways to make them. And we had a long talk about universal amends.
Yes.
The paying it forward amends, as we like to call them. One of the things we realized, no matter how painstakingly a cocaine addict like myself goes through a fourth and fifth step, I could not possibly remember
more
all the people
will be revealed.
I could not possibly remember all the people and how much I had acquired from them.
Yes.
So how do you make amends for that?
And what did he tell you?
He told me, you know what? There's certain things you do that are just universal amends. You just take care of things out there. You have an opportunity to help somebody.
You do it.
You do it. Whatever it is, without an expectation of anything coming back to you.
That's when my sponsor got me rolling. My first one was going to be the one that I dreaded the most, too. I had worked for a now-defunct department store. Mm-hmm. I had taken them for quite a little bit of stuff, like a lot of stuff.
Did they have a jewelry department?
They had a jewelry department.
That'll do it.
And, not after Bruce got done with it.
And I was able, through various means, to remove a gigantic amount of jewelry from this place. And the company was called May Company. They've been gone for a long time. They got merged in with another company at the time that was called Robinson's May. And he instructed me to go to the meet with the store manager at Robinson's May, mm-hmm. and go in there and basically tell him everything I did. And I went in and I told the guy, I said, I probably took 40 grand worth of jewelry. And the guy is listening to me talk, and he's got like this just totally surprised look on his face, and he's like, "You what? You're here telling me this?" And I'm like, "Yeah, well, I've been sober. I'm trying to do this." And the guy looks at me and goes, "I've heard of this before." And his uncle or his brother or something was in the program. He goes, "I've heard of this before, but no one's ever done this before here." And I'm expecting the security to come in and cuff me up and, you know, walk me out. And he goes,
book him, Dano.
And you know what he tells me? He goes, May Company's gone. He goes, their company insurance paid for all that stuff a long time ago. He goes, the fact that you are here to tell me at risk of you going to jail that you did this is amazing to me. And he says, and he shakes my hand and he goes, I think you can consider this an amends made. And I walked out of his office. I closed the door. I'm like, yes! I mean, I was, like, ecstatic. And I got to tell you, all the other amends seemed easier after that. Now, the question I was going to ask Shelley earlier, and I'll ask both of you guys now, is, have you finished your ninth step?
I was told I would never be finished. That was what I was told. And in a sense, even if you went through everybody on your list, you're still not done. Because every single day, you've got to review your day. Do you owe an amends? So you're really never done. Because somewhere along the line, you're going to F something up, you're going to owe somebody an amends.
We'll probably get to that next week.
Oh, that's right. Forgot about that. We're still on the next
Yeah, there
week.
Is a step for that.
Yeah.
I know. I was going on to the 10th, but we're not supposed to go on to the 10th. Nope. Anyway.
Please stay on topic.
Sorry. Actually, the joys of Facebook brought me quite a bit
of
that.
Yes.
It was a few years ago, in 2009, I think, when I first logged into Facebook. Within a month of being on Facebook, I have people from high school sending me messages, and all of a sudden me remembering things I'd done that weren't on my fourth, and went, holy crap, I forgot about that. And then freaking out and calling my sponsor and saying, these people on Facebook are contacting me and I have to make amends. And we went through a few Facebook amends with, and the funny thing was, you know, she and I sat down, we talked about, you know, I went through like a little mini fourth with those particular people that were contacting me and wanted me to be on their friends list. And we went over how I was going to do this, and then I did it. And the funny thing was that across the board, even the guy whose face I split open with my turquoise ring because he grabbed my butt, even that
guy,
none of them remembered me doing anything. And one guy said, well, I didn't remember any of that. You were just, you know, like the class clown. You sat in class and cracked jokes all the time. I just remembered that. I didn't remember you saying anything. And they just didn't remember. I've been carrying that. I carry somewhere in my head. I carried that around. And it was brought back to the fore when they showed up on my friends list.
I had that happen on Facebook as well. I got messaged by someone who I was in college with. And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I owe this guy like a bunch of money. I ripped him off for a bunch of weed. And I said, I'm going to make the amends right now because he still lives up in Oregon. He can't kick my ass down here. And I'm like, man, I just want to tell you, I'm really sorry. I've gotten sober. I'm really sorry. When I was back there getting loaded all the time, I was a total drug addict. And I'm really sorry about that time I ripped you off for the weed. And the guy goes, what? And I'm like, remember I took you for all that weed? And the guy's like, dude, that was like 30 years ago. He goes, I have no idea what you're talking about. And I'm like, really? Like, we're chatting in Facebook. I'm like, really? You don't know? And he goes, I got to tell you, though, the fact that you've been thinking about this for the last 30 years, he goes, wow. He goes, that's a long time to carry something like that. You, because that's the way normal people think, you know. And I'm like, well, yeah, I just want to tell you I'm sorry. He goes, cool. He goes, well, hey, what are you doing? I mean, it was like that fast. He was right off. He's like, so what have you been doing the last few years? I'm like, getting sober? He's like, yeah. He goes, I remember you used to get loaded a lot. I'm like, Now, Mark, you don't have that because you're not on Facebook.
Which brings me to my next question, though.
Ah.
Do you owe an amends over any drug debts?
What my sponsor told me, because I had a number of drug debts, and his thought was, if you owe someone a lot of money for drugs, maybe not best to go see them. Because unlike the weed I stole from this one guy, they may remember it, and they might remember it well, especially some of them where they were pseudo-large quantities of cocaine. And he said, and I said, well, what do I do about that? And he goes, I'll tell you what you do about that. Whenever someone asks you if you want to take a commitment, you say yes. And they say, do you want to make coffee at the meeting? You say yes. They say, do you want to be a treasurer? You say yes. You want to be a secretary? You say yes. He goes, because that's how we keep people sober, by having these meetings so that they don't go out and do those kind of things to other people. I kind of like what you were saying before about the, you know, when you have the opportunity to help someone, you help and things like that. Mm-hmm. And that's what he told me. Mm-hmm. I did run into a guy one time at the 502 Club. I had taken him for about a quarter ounce of coke once. Mm-hmm. I see him at a meeting. First thing I do is I walk up and I start to bubble into him. I'm like, oh, hey, I'm sorry, man. I remember that time I took the coke. He goes, don't worry about it, man. I'm sober. That's all in the past now, man. All we have is from here on. And I'm like, oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. And he went out about a week later.
Yeah.
But I'm like, amends, amends done. Amends done. How about you, Shelly, all your drug debts?
I think that was just like when I overdrew the checking account a few times because I was buying stuff at Ralph's five times a day.
She used to go, I'd look at the checkbook and I'd be like, you went to Ralph's five times in the state, and like they're all for like $30-something. I'm like,
you shouldn't have been driving.
I go, you didn't.
No, I went to Ralph's because I could walk there.
Oh, okay. I said, you didn't. You couldn't got that all in one trip.
People would think I was an alcoholic or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently they did, because when I got sober, I went to that Ralph's because I knew all the cash, the checkers there, and told them that I wasn't going to buy any more booze. And they acted like that was a good thing.
They're like, yeah, we've been waiting to hear that.
Yeah, well, there was the one girl that said, oh, well, then you need to come to my check stand because I'm not going to let you buy crap.
Awesome. Now, how about you, Mark? The drug debts thing.
I asked my sponsor about that, and he gave me a pretty direct answer about it.
Don't do it.
He said, fuck them.
F them, baby.
That's what he said. I was like, but I did hear a guy share in a meeting about how the first thing he did is he had a dealer he owed like $150 to, and he told his sponsor, I went and paid him right away. And his sponsor goes, that's because you wanted to keep the connect open just in case.
Oh.
So check your motives on that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Never occurred to me like that. Now, I don't know if you answered it, but so, you done with yours?
No.
Now, let me ask you this, though. Are you done with the ones that you know about?
Yes.
Because I was kind of that way.
Yeah, I'm done with the ones I could make. You know, the universal amends, when are you done? You know, am I handling them? Yes, but it's a living amends, so how can I be done with it?
Well, and I was that way as well with the, you know, am I done? I'm done with all the people I could find that I've been able to find. But there are people that I know I need to make amends to that are not done because I can't find them for whatever reason.
I mean,
people
there,
from
there,
years and years ago.
There are a few guys that like I know today that I cannot go up to them and tell them that I'm really sorry.
That I banged your wife?
I banged your wife.
Yeah, that's probably not a good idea.
I can't do that.
You can't clean your side of the street?
And throw all the trash on theirs.
While burning down their side of the street.
Yeah, so, you know, that was just a bad habit I had.
No.
It didn't seem like a problem at the time. What?
Shelly just shot you a look.
Give me a look? What?
This is wrong whether you're getting loaded or not.
You didn't do cocaine. You don't understand.
Yeah, you don't understand. So,
whatevs.
Shelly.
I had the baggie, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah.
It wasn't my idea, therefore it wasn't my fault. It's not my amends. Okay, it was my idea.
Okay.
Well, it was your idea to throw it out there.
Right.
Like plenty of fish. You throw out the line and see who
you
takes
chum
the bait.
The waters, but eventually the fish chum show up.
Currently, our peanut gallery is setting up, she's on her phone, setting up her stable of men. She's sitting over there and she's humming to herself, hallelujah, it's raining men.
She's like,
she's got one on the line.
She has a cute one. You know what's fun? Well, we'll have to talk.
She's like leaving right now.
We'll have to talk about this after the show because there's so many funny things I could talk about right now.
The meeting after the meeting.
So, Shelly, what are your final words on step 8 and 9?
8 and 9. Well, I don't know. 8 is, I don't want to say it's easy, but it's easy. It's a quickie. 9, I don't know. For me, it's just to do my best to make the amends. If I have made my demonstration, regardless of whether how it's received, I did my part. And for me, you know, if I can put my head on the pillow sober and know that I haven't created any more wreckage and I've tried to fix what I've done, then I'm good. I think I'm done. Yes. Bye.
Mark.
Okay, bye.
Yes.
Final words. 8 and 9.
The steps are numbered. They are meant to be worked in order. You do not work 1 and then 9. You do not work the 9th step until you have done the 8 that precede it. And you do it under the very, very, very tight direction of your sponsor at all times.
Awesome. Mine kind of goes along the lines with Shelly. 8, I think, is a no-brainer. You got to be willing to do that. By the time you get to that point, you should be willing. I think the really most important thing, because I hear this all the time, the really most important thing about 9th step for me or the guys I work with are the guys that are worried that someone is not going to accept the amends. I'm like, that's not it.
Because 9 out of 10 times the unexpected.
It's not whether
they expected.
It's not whether they accept it. Says right in the big book, you may be thrown out of someone's office, but it doesn't matter. You've done your part. You've stuck the olive branch out. And what's important is that you clean your side of the street. What happens on their side of the street is up to them. But you've gone and you've done what you're supposed to do, and that's what's the freeing factor. Shelley. Who's our friend back east?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe and he will send it to you in the post. You can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your town.
And if you have a recovery home or a Alano club or something or some other kind of club, he'll send you a grip of them. Just contact him and let him know.
Strew them about.
Strew them about the place. Mark.
Yes.
People listen to this show.
Yeah, we appreciate you listening to this show.
We
and
do.
Any way you listen, we are grateful for. However, if you listen
However.
To some, if you listen some other way other than going to our site, we ask that you go to recovery101.net.
.net.
Yeah, because from there you can then follow all the things that you see on there. You can become a member of Podomatic, which would be a really good thing to do first. Then you can go up, you can like shows, you can comment, you can leave topic suggestions. Otherwise, you're going to listen to the garbage we come up with.
Yeah.
And you can add us to playlists, and you can follow us, because following us is just a special feeling on a daily basis.
I discovered that if you follow us on Podomatic, and if you're, at least, I'm sure it does on iPhones too, but if you have an Android phone and your email address is set up there, within moments of us posting a show,
you
will get an email go straight to your phone that says, hey, there's a new show. And I think that's pretty cool. Also, if you are Facebook friendly or unfriendly, we have a Recovery 101 radio show page. You can like our fan page and get links and things. We post some kind of cool stuff in there that you will like to see. And if you need to contact us, you can contact us through there or through our email addresses, which is recovery101radio@gmail.com. If you'd like to, you can also join our group, which is a private members-only group that if you are not one to strew your drug addiction and alcoholism around the net, you can be there, and it's a closed group. You can talk about whatever you want, and nobody else will see it. You can also join the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself too damn serious.
Shelly, who's the lead on music by?
Heck if I know. Eight days clean.
Wow. Everybody.
Jumped out at you.
Everybody, try and leave it better and try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Thank God.
It's over, I'll bet. sex and I know how to end in style. Do you roll with addictions? If you're rolling with me, I'm gonna take all I want and more than I need. I ain't claiming to be no saint. I'm an angel of nothing. Yeah, you roll with addictions.